close your eyes, let me hypnotize you. I can make your storm feel sky blue. Girl, when you're lost, you know I'll find you. If I'm not beside you, I'm behind you. Imagine you're on the beach and you're lost. You feel the breeze because your clothes off. No inhibitions, you got nothing to hide. And then help arrives, do you wanna ride?
Touch a girl, touch a girl, touch a girl. Touch a girl, touch a girl, touch a girl. Touch a girl, touch a girl, touch a girl. Touch a girl.
I'm behind you. Just close your eyes, let me hypnotize you. Can make your storm feel sky blue. Girl, when you're lost, you know I'll find you. If I'm not beside you, I'm inside you. I'm your doctor, this is your therapy. Your money's no good, just take care of me. I found an issue, you know my soul's a tie. But all that will change, let's get loose tonight.
Hey folks, it is your DJ Amelia Williams here at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform here in Medford, Massachusetts. You're in the fauna sauna. We're all a bunch of megafauna in a world that is only getting hotter and rent is due tomorrow. So we are going to listen to Duke Ellington and John Coltrane, the album of that name produced in 1963, artists of the same names. I don't have much of an educated thought on jazz and am very, very new to the world. As I was an undergrad peasant who did not appreciate jazz because it wasn't the germs, and I was a one-minded, one-track-minded little turd. And that is a lesson we should walk away with today, and that this album is one of the best. So here it is.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hard to follow, hard to beat. This is DJ Amelia Williams. You're still here at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform in Medford, Mass. You just heard 3/4 of the album, Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. So next up is the PSA for the hour, given by none other than our Stokely Carmichael, our Kwame Ture, giving a little lesson on capitalism for you. And after that, we were hearing from Salt in their June release, from the middle to the back end of that album, thereabouts. The album is called Untitled Black Is. Here it is.
We must understand clearly when we talk about capitalism, who are the capitalists? As if we understand that there are only a few people who own and control the means of production in the society, then we begin to understand that there are a few capitalists. And these capitalists exploit everybody, because everybody works for them. Everybody sells their labor to them. It is by selling your labor to a capitalist that he's really able to exploit you. Instead of going through theories, let me give some direct example. Let's say that I'm a capitalist. And let's say that I sell shirts. I sell shirts. I have a shirt factory. Let's say this is my factory. I own it. The machinery. I have a place where I get cotton. Now, I own it. I'm the capitalist. Let's say you are my workers. You are my workers. You don't know me. You never see me. You see my lackeys, you know, maybe my foreman, but you never see me. Now, let's say it costs me 50 cents for cotton for every shirt I make. And let's say it costs me 50 cents for upkeep of my machinery. That's a dollar. And let's suppose I pay you a dollar for every shirt you make. That means it costs me $2 to get a shirt, labor included, your labor. I pay you for making the shirt. Now, when I sell the shirt, being a capitalist, and you must know something about capitalism, very important. The sole motivating force in a capitalist society is profit. Profit. That is the sole motivating force. Profit. Get money. Get it. Get it as fast as you can. Get it any way you can, but get it. Just get it. And even in the African community, it affects us here in this country, because Africans, those of us living in America, those of us born in America, we are imbued with the philosophy of capitalism, and sometimes we don't even recognize it. Thus, you find brothers and sisters even selling dope to their brothers and sisters to make money. Again, because we're imbued with the philosophy of get some money. Ain't nothing wrong to kill for money. Hell, your country is napalming for money. You can certainly kill for some money. All right, just get it. Just get it. It's the overall philosophy. When we talk about revolution, we must talk about changing values. We must talk about changing values, and we must understand these values. To the shirt factory. I've not forgotten. I'm just going to tie it in. I'll tie it in for you. You will see, you must look under the shirt factory too. You must look for spiraling economy. That's very important, spiraling economy. I sell the shirt for $5. I don't do anything. You're the one who make the shirt. I'm exploiting your labor. You toil, you sweat, I get the fruit. That's right, I get it. But you grow it, you plant it by the sweat of your brow. I get it. I sell the shirt for $5. I am exploiting your labor. I really am exploiting your labor. I mean, even when you want a shirt, hey, you got to come to my store and buy the shirt for $5. Hey, I really am exploiting you. Now, You're workers, you're in a factory, so you begin to get social consciousness. Yes, you do. Marx talks about this. Because you're working together, you see the socialized process, the laboring process, and you're able to see clearly how you're being exploited. So you get together, and you start talking about, we want more money. You tell my foreman we want more money. So the foreman comes to see me. He says, the workers say they want more money. Later for them. Keep them working, man. So he comes back, no raise. So you all work, but you all get a little bit more agitated, you know, because it's scientific. The pressure rises, and as the pressure rises, the consciousness must rise. It's scientific. It can't be stopped. That's why revolution can't be stopped. Then you say, hey, look here. We're going to strike. So the foreman comes back and said, hey, they say they're going to strike. I say, oh, let them strike, man. And sure enough, you all strike. Yeah, y'all strike on me. Now, when you strike, of course, my machinery stops. I ain't making no money. So after a while, I call my foreman. I said, what do they want? He says, well, they said they want $1.50 more a shirt. They want 50 cents more a shirt. So I said, okay, let them have it. So I'll bring you back. You happy? I pay you $1.50 more. Right, so it now costs me $2.50 to make a shirt. It costs me $2.50 to make a shirt. Before, it cost me $2. I was selling it for $5. But hey, look here. I can't go out there and keep selling it for $5. Hey, how am I going to do that? I'm going to lose profit. And look here. Since the sole motivating force in a capitalist system is profit, ain't no need for me to come and sell it for $5.50. Hey, no. Next time you see that shirt on the market, it's going to cost you $7.50. Right. Right. And that's what's known as the spiraling economy, because profit is what about wages go up at the demands of the workers and prices rocket. Wages go up, prices rocket. And it keeps going and going and going until it's got to blow the top. It's scientifically real. That's why Nixon is talking about freezing wages and freezing prices. He's stupid. You got to freeze capitalism, Nixon. Freeze capitalism. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yes, that's the problem. You must understand these concepts, because once you begin to understand them and master them, you will see the inevitability of revolution. Not only the inevitability of revolution, but you will see the inevitability of victory for the struggling masses around the world once you understand the scientific principles of revolution. Once you understand it.
We are powerful creators, whether we know it or we do not. We win without trying. We win while we're dying. Mommy's tears fall and still we win. How do they do it? Must be the devil himself.
Sorry. your father. We rise, it's cold outside. We rise, in this broken place.
How could you be so wise?
We all know black is beautiful. You know. Well, now you do. Black is excellent, too. In me, in you. Black is shiny and new. And black is older than Earth. All at the same damn time. Black is sweet. Black is ours. Black is love. Black is God. God is us.
Egypt to Libya. Oh. taking with the gamba. Remember Rwanda, I see Tanzania, from Burundi to Ghana, take care of Somalia, Queen Sudan, Atlantic and our water, won't you free Bobby Wine? There you go, Madagascar, I need you Angola, I see Tanzania, my people in Congo, I wanna be Sudan, dance with Nigeria, from Egypt to Libya.
Time to wake up. We have walked the walk many years, many times. We have walked in silence. We have expressed our voices. People have died. We've walked the walk. We have talked the talk. Nobody's listening. Nobody listened. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. This generation cares.
Die.
Hey folks, it is your DJ Amelia Williams here at 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform here in Medford, Massachusetts. You're still in the fauna sauna. We're all a bunch of megafauna in a world that is only getting hotter. And once again, rent is due tomorrow. If we were all anxious, if you were anxious about America's mood before, I'm just waiting until folks have a little more than $2,000 less in their pockets and are forced to continue paying landlords. In this capitalist society, somehow the government still doesn't speak the language of the people, which is to pay us to stay home. We won't die. So help us keep the homes you want us to stay in by making that easy with cash. Just pay people fairly what they're owed. I continue to be disgusted by this country more so than usual, and I'm feeling beaten down even more so than usual by Americans' slavish devotion to capitalism. And while we wait for sweeping regulation and legislation to be made in our favor, because that's what will change things, not necessarily voting or recycling or using a straw that's made out of paper, nobody cares. You guys, you keep wearing those masks for your health. Keep being a menace and take care.